Oakland Raiders football is right around the corner. You can hear all their games on KINS 106.3 FM.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment. You're seeing in the media right at this point a lot of coverage regarding California and law enforcement. You know, I frequently talk about law enforcement issues. In this case, having to do with use of force by law enforcement personnel. And there's been quite an uproar over that. In fact, that will be continuing because an agreement that was reached is now one that some parties are challenging. But today I'm going to briefly talk about something else that's also going on along with it. We're in the age where many things seem to need to be revised, including police access to records that are frankly used to try to track people that need to be tracked and that engage in criminal activity. One of the latest, where the hearings on it and review will close at the end of this month, has to do with the Cal Gang database. As you gathered from the name, it's a gang database. It's been around for a long time. It's well used, but it has a series of protections. People can be reviewed and removed. In fact, there's a requirement for that. There's a series of different categories and steps that have to be taken to put someone into it in the first place. There's a differentiation between gang members and trouble that they caused and associates. Minors, of course, issues there in terms of separation and how that's protected. All of those things are done, and those have gotten more restrictive and done by law enforcement choices over time to comply, to make it better, to keep it an intact and up-to-date database, not something that just has a whole lot of stuff in there. Well, they want to slim this even further. And you say, well, what difference does that make to me? Why is Dave even mentioning this? Because this just affects the cops. Well, yeah and no. If you live in a community where there's gang activity and people are logged in there, which happens more in our larger cities than we see it locally, although there are those, and I'm familiar with cases where gang members have been arrested locally as a result of use of the Cal Gang database. But what's our most recent example? Remember LAPD officer Juan Diaz? He was just out with some friends. He was off duty. Well, he was murdered by three gang members, and they were quickly identified because of the gang intelligence database that we currently have. Changes put officers at risk. They're changes we don't need. They're political. I'm Dave Douglas with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.